إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, and there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from you, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Tonight's talk is going to be called The Hijra to Allah. And this is from the statements of Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari rahimahullah, who died 283 Hijra. Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari rahimahullah, he has some of the finest pieces of advice for the Muslims. As many of the people who write his biography, they praise him for his fine statements. And I thought that we might take some lectures, inshallah ta'ala, as explanations or deeper looks into some of the statements or words of wisdom from Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari. As in the past, we had covered from him his aqidah that's mentioned in the Sharh Usul al-I'tiqad لأهل السنة والجماعة by Imam al-Lalakai rahimahullah. He says, and this is collected in the Hilyatul Awliya by Abu Nu'aym al-Asfahani rahimahullah, in the 10th volume, page 197, where Sahl ibn Abdullah Tustari rahimahullah, he says, Al-Hijratu fardun ila yawm al-qiyama min al-jahli ila al-ilm ومن النسيان إلى الذكر ومن المعصية إلى الطاعة ومن الإصرار إلى التوبة. Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari, he says, the hijra is an obligation to al-yawm al-qiyamah, or the day of resurrection. That is the hijra from ignorance to knowledge, and from heedlessness to remembrance, and from sin to obedience, and or from disobedience to obedience, and from being persistent in wrongdoing to tawbah. Abdullah As-Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari rahimahullah, and this statement of his, Al-Hijra is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's referring about a particular hijra. And we'll see the meaning of this hijra that he's referring to in the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he says in the hadith of al-Bukhari, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, the Muslim is the one whose tongue and hands are, who the Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. The Muslim is the one that the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hand. And the one who makes hijra is the one who leaves off that which Allah prohibits. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic hadith of Ahmad, he says, Al-mu'minu man aminahu an-nasu, wal-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, wal-muhajiru man hajara su' والذي نفسي بيده لا يدخل الجنة عبد لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the believer is the one that the people are safe from him, and the Muslim is the one that the rest of the Muslims are safe from his hand and his tongue, and the muhajir, or the one who makes hijra, is the one who leaves off evil. And I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand, that a servant will not enter Jannah until his neighbor is safe from his bawa'iq. And I don't remember exactly what that means, if it doesn't mean is safe from him doing harm to him, and Allah knows best. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم والمهاجر من هجر الخطايا والذنوب. And this has been authentically collected by Ibn Majah, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the believer is the one who the people's wealth and their persons are safe from, and the one who makes hijrah is the one who leaves off wrongdoing and sin. And Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma qala anna rajulan sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ayyul hijrati afdalu. قال أن تهجر ما كره ربك. And this has been authentically collected by Imam Ahmad. Where Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما, he said that a man asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which hijra is the best? And he said, to leave off that which your Lord hates or dislikes. To the end of that hadith. وعن عبد الله بن حبشي الخثعمي رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل أي الأعمال أفضل قال طول القيامة طول القيام قيل فأي صدقة أفضل قال جهد المقل قيل فأي الهجرة أفضل قال من هجر ما حرم الله عليه. And this has been authentically collected by Dawood and An-Nasa'i and Ad-Darimi, where Abdullah ibn Habashi al-Khath'ami, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, which deeds are best? And he said, a long standing, meaning in the salah. And Allah knows best, it might be referring to the night salah. And it was said, and which sadaqah is best? And he said, the big effort that's given from the poor. And it was said, and which hijra is the best? And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who makes hijra or leaves that which Allah has made haram for him. And all of these hadith, they bring the same meaning of hijra, which is the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. From Surah Ali Imran, verse number 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and Allah warns you from himself. And Allah warns you from himself. And this is similar to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 50, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I command you to escape to Allah. Or the likes of the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the authentic hadith, where he makes dua, a'udhu bika minka, where he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek refuge in you from you. I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from you. or the likes of the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the dua, La malja'a mink, wa la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, there's no refuge and there's no safety from you except to you. And this is, in these ayat, in these hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is explaining what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is explaining of the hijrah. It is to leave off disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the committing of sins. Or to leave off that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, from that which is wrong and evil and not good. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, and Allah warns you from himself. Meaning Allah warns you, if you don't leave off what Allah commands you to leave off from those things that are haram, then Allah is warning you that He'll deal with you if you don't leave off the haram. And this is the same meaning where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so escape to Allah. Meaning, escape to Allah from the punishment of Allah by obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leaving off that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits. And this is what the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam means in his statement, and we seek refuge in you from you. And we seek refuge in you, O Allah, to protect us from you if we don't live lives of obedience to you and stay away from that which you have warned us against. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and there is no refuge or safety from you except to you. Meaning you can't get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you disobey Him and do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And the only safety from Allah and the protection from Allah is by obedience to Allah and to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Abdullah or Sahal ibn Abdullah at-Tustari, he says that the hijrah is an obligation unto Yawmul Qiyamah. That the hijrah in this meaning, and we dealt with the other meaning of the hijrah of leaving the land of the Kufar and going to the land of the Muslims and other lectures. But here with this meaning of the word al-hijrah, or to leave all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, Abdullah Sahl ibn Abdullah at-Tustari, he says that this is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah, as we see in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather as we have saw in some of the ayah from the book of Allah, the Quran. And Abdullah at-Tustari rahimahullah, he said that this hijrah, or this leaving off what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, this is the leaving off of ignorance for knowledge, or making the hijrah from ignorance to knowledge. And we find that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to in His book, as He says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, and don't say what you have no knowledge of. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the intellect will all be questioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us from ignorance or speaking without knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to be upon clear knowledge here in what we say or what we do or what we believe in for that matter, as everything will be questioned on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to this with the likes of His statement, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allah bears witness that no God has the right to be worshipped but Him, and so do the angels and the people of knowledge. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the people of knowledge, showing that this is how the people should be described with knowledge. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat from Surah Muhammad, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِي. As we're quoting today in the khutbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I command you to have knowledge that no God has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and seek forgiveness of your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I command you to ask أَهْلُ الذِّكْرِ, or the people of knowledge, when you don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say, are those people who know like those people who don't know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised those from amongst you who believe and those who have been given knowledge and degrees. Now the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of al-Bukhari Muslim, he says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. That whoever Allah wants good for, he gives them a fiqh or a knowledge of this deen, coupled with actions. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Bukhari Muslim, he says, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the best of you in jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam, provided that he gets a fiqh of this deen, or has an understanding or of knowledge of this deen. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith of Bukhari Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمَ ينتزعه من العباد ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبقي عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, indeed Allah will not snatch away the knowledge from the people by just snatching it away, but he will snatch away the knowledge by the dying off of the people of knowledge, until there's no people of knowledge left. Then the people take the ignorant as their leaders, and then they ask some questions or fatawa, and then they answer them based on ignorance, and they go astray and lead astray. So in the light of these ayat and the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see the basis for the statement of Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari to make hijrah, to leave off ignorance and to go to knowledge. It's important that we might explain, as some of the people have misunderstood this last hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leaving off ignorance for knowledge is referring to no knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on your own desires or your own opinions, as it comes in one of the other narrations, فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِرَأْيِهِمْ. They have been asked and they answer according to their own opinions. This is what is meant this is the ignorance that Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari is referring to, that we must leave off the ignorance of worshipping Allah based on your own desires or your own opinions. And this is different from what some people have misunderstood from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they have taken the ignorant as their leaders and they were asked questions and they answered them without any knowledge and they went astray and led astray. People refer this to issues of difference of an opinion, where one person has established a position based on particular ayat and hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the position of some of the ulama. And some of the other people, they take a position based on other ayat or a different understanding of those ayat and hadith, and others from amongst the ulama. And this is different than that, as the differences of an opinion that are based on Allah's book and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then these are the differences that are accepted in Islam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith of al-Bukhari and others, he establishes this point with the likes of his statement, اقروا القرآن ما اتلفت عليه قلوبكم وإذا اختلفتم فقوموا عنه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, read the Quran so long as you agree that every ayat has a particular meaning, and if you differ, then disperse. Meaning, if some of the people think that ayat means that, and some of the other people of knowledge think that that ayat means that, then don't argue too much over these affairs, as it is permissible to differ in these affairs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Abdullah Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari, I keep mixing up his name thinking he's Abdullah ibn Sahl At-Tustari, but he's Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari, rahimahullah. And he says that the hijrah that is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah is the hijrah of leaving an-nisyan for a dhikr, or from leaving of heedlessness to remembrance. And this heedlessness is being heedless of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made incumbent upon us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Maryam, وَأَنْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and warn them for the day of regret when the commandment is established and they are in heedlessness and they don't believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to warn the people. Don't be in a state of heedlessness of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you in His book, or as explained to you in the sunnah of His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise you'll come to a day of regret where everything has been established and you're still in heedlessness, not knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted of you, and you didn't give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights, and you weren't from amongst those who believe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who die on belief in Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Anbiya, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة وهم يلعبون وهم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون. الله سبحانه وتعالى, He says, the time has come close for the people to be held accountable, and they are in a state of heedlessness turning away, and no remembrance comes to them from, and no new remembrance comes to them from their Lord, except that they listen to it and they are in a state of playing around, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends from the statement. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the same point clear here in establishing the statement of Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to hold us accountable right now. We don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take the souls of the believers or the disbelievers, as no one knows the time when they'll die. But everyone knows that the time is coming soon. And though the people know the time is coming soon, they are still heedless in turning away from the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the time is almost here. And whenever the revelation comes to them, or this remembrance comes to them from Allah, in the form of revelation of His book, or from the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people listen to it, and then they just play as if they haven't been warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari means by nisyan. It doesn't mean forgetfulness to remembrance, but he means heedlessness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He explains that the people were in heedlessness from the remembrance. And this is what Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari means. And this remembrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to in the likes of His statement, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. From Surah Al-Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, I am Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped except me. I command you to worship me and to establish the salah for my remembrance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in Surah Al-Ankabut, أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I command you to read or recite that which has been revealed to you from the book, and I command you to establish the salah. Indeed, the salah will prevent you from الفحشاء and munkar, or from committing zina and wrongdoing or disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the remembrance or the dhikr of Allah is the most magnificent or akbar, and Allah knows what you do. So this is from the ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, helping us to establish the statement of Sahal ibn Abdullah At-Tustari rahimahullah, that this hijrah is an obligation to Yawm al-Qiyamah from heedlessness to remembrance. And he says, from disobedience to obedience. And there are so many ayah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this point. I will just mention a few of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَعْزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and I command you to obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and I command you to obey the Messenger and don't render your deeds null and void. Meaning don't render your deeds null and void by your disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, مَا كَانِ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, it is not right for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger decide in an affair, that they have any choice in that affair. And whatever and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. How often have we quoted many of the ayat and the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around this point of obedience to Allah and staying away from disobedience. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of al-Bukhari, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of my ummah will enter into Jannah except the ones who refuse. They said, and who will refuse, Ya Rasulullah? He says, whoever obeys me enters into Jannah, and whoever disobeys me has refused. So here we see from the ayat and the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the hijrah from disobedience to obedience, and that's obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make the hijrah from al-israru to at-tawbah. To make the hijrah from being persistent and committing sins and acts of disobedience to tawbah and leaving off what is wrong. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with the statement, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, and I command you to make tawbah to Allah, all of you, O you who believe, so that perhaps you may be successful. To make tawbah is to leave off the sins and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, as He says in Surah Al-Tahrim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آبَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, I command you to make a sincere repentance to Allah. Or tawbatan nasuha. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Imam Muslim, He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ila rabbikum, fa wallahi inni la atubu ilayhi fil yawmi mi'ata marra. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith of Imam Muslim, He says, O humanity, I command you to repent to Allah, or to make tawbah to your Lord. And I swear by Allah that indeed I make tawbah to Allah more than 100 times a day. This has been authentically collected by Imam Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of At-Tirmidhi, He says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّى وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith, He says that all of the children of Adam are sinners or make mistakes. And the best of the sinners are the repenters. So this is the statement of Abdullah ibn of Sahal ibn Abdullah At-Tustari rahimahullah, where he says the hijrah is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah, and that is the hijrah from ignorance to knowledge, and the hijrah from heedlessness to remembrance, and the hijrah from disobedience to obedience, and the hijrah from al-israru to tawbah. This advice of Sahal ibn Abdullah At-Tustari is based on ayah from Allah's book and hadith from the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to apply this advice to our lives so that we could benefit from the advice of the likes of this alam, Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari Abu Muhammad, who died 283 Hijra. As this advice must be taken in our lives, we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and we still don't know how to make wudu. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and people still don't know how to make the salah. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and people still in riba like they don't know that it's haram. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and men are still wearing their lower garment below their ankles as if the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say that it's in the fire. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and the women are still beautifying them as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't prohibit them from beautifying themselves when they leave their houses. We have to leave off this ignorance and clothe ourselves with knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many masjids do we go to? They have no classes in the masjid. People are not reciting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book or teaching the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are not quoting the sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tabi'un and the tabi'een and the scholars of this deen. Some masjids have gone a year, 2 years, 3 years with no classes, no educations, pure ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make the hijrah from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from being ignorant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to have knowledge. And Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari is advising us to make the hijrah from this ignorance for knowledge. Why won't the people make hijrah from this ignorance into knowledge? Rather, the people are still walking around praising ignorance. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. People are still walking around saying, you don't have to go somewhere to learn this deen. Wallahi, this was a praiseworthy characteristic of the people during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the scholars after that they traveled for the knowledge of this book. How many of the delegations from all over the world came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina to seek this knowledge? And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam would command them to go back to their people and let one of them call the adhan and the iqama and let the one who is most knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, Jazakallah khair, that the one who is most knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book to lead them in the salah. And from the other advice that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them to their people, people came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn this knowledge and then they spread it out. And then the people, they traveled to meet the sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not aware that the people came all the way from Iraq to Medina looking for the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they found Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhuma. And they asked him that we have people in our country who disbelieve in the Qadr. They think that the affairs have not been decreed and that everything is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. And how could it not be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. And indeed we have created everything with a qadr, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preordained everything. Rather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered Jibreel when Jibreel asked him, what is iman? And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam answered with his answer, and he said, أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. And to believe in the qadr, the good of it and the bad of it. And this was the hadith that Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab narrated on the authority of his father, who narrated on the authority of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the people were ignorantly thinking that there is no belief in qadr. And this was during the time of the sahaba, and this was even after them, where the people were known as the group called al-Qadriya, because they disbelieved in the qadr. Ignorance has been widespread amongst the Muslims, and the Muslims are praising this ignorance by saying that the people don't have to travel to gain this knowledge. As the people say, you don't have to go overseas for this knowledge. Wallahi, Muslims in all places of the world, walhamdulillah, they have knowledge of this deen, and it's praiseworthy to go to the people of knowledge and to act and to learn this knowledge from them. What did you benefit from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. You have to go to the people of knowledge. and the scholars, they were praiseworthy, as we see Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and others. They used to say, I visited the Muslim scholars in all of the Muslim lands. And this was a statement to show that what they were saying, that it was truthful, because they went around to the scholars all over the world and they got this knowledge from them. The likes of the statement of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and others, that we asked the Muslim scholars all over the world, and they taught us that Iman is a statement and an action. The Muslims are living in ignorance and they're happy. The Muslims have no education in their masjid, and the Muslims are happy. Rather, the Muslims are praising ignorance. That the people are proud that they have no one in their masjid who knows Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this ignorance has been spreading across to the Muslims. Wallahi, don't be happy for your ignorance. But make the hijrah from the ignorance to knowledge. And this is by coming to Allah's houses, to the masjids, and sitting with the people of knowledge and learning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the hijrah from ignorance to knowledge. Learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Qur'an. Learn how to recite it properly with the tajweed. With the tajweed that was taught by the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was passed on to the sahaba and the tabi'un and the tabi'een. This tajweed of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been passed down generation after generation from the scholars up to our generation. Rather, we have people that are still living today, walhamdulillah, who have learned Allah's book from people who have learned Allah's book, from people who have learned Allah's book back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, we had two of them right here in our masjid, walhamdulillah, the Shaykh Nuruddin and his son Mu'ad al-Khulti. They had learned Allah's book with proper tajweed, with a chain that goes back to the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, how to recite it properly. Learn the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book by sitting in the classes of tafsir, with the likes of the tafsir of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah, or the tafsir of Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, or the likes of the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, or Imam al-Shawkani, or the likes of the tafsir of al-Qasimi, or even our Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, hafidhahullah. Learn the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Learn the aqidah that's extracted from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Learn the types of dhikr that should be on the tongues of the believers that's mentioned in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Learn how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in bu salah, and in your fasting, and in your hajj, and in your zakat, and in all the aspects of your lives. Learn the character of the believers from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. Learn how the Muslims must interact with one another from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Qur'an. Learn the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stop being ignorant. Rather, make the hijrah and leave off ignorance for knowledge. And stop being like the people have been over the years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and make it easy for them to make the hijrah from ignorance to knowledge, blaming the sunnah with their statement, the sunnah, the sunnah, the sunnah. Everything the sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them understand the seriousness of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hadith that has been authentically reported on him, where he says, مَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever turns away from my sunnah is not from me. Meaning he's not from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he turns away from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold on to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have it translated in your language, walhamdulillah, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and the Sunan of Abu Dawood. And we also have the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and the Sunan of An-Nasa'i. We have Mishkat al-Musabi translated into English. Rather, we have from amongst the finest books of hadith, the Riyad al-Salihin from Imam al-Nawi rahimahullah, translated into English. We have the 40 hadith, and the fine explanation of Jamal al-Din al-Zarabozo, all translated into our language. Learn the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't be like the ignorant people who say they read the sunnah for barakah, or that they read the sunnah for blessings, and they're reading the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with no intentions on understanding it, and they're the first people to oppose it. Beware of the statements of the people who have left the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their statement, it's the sunnah, you don't have to practice it. It's only sunnah, you don't have to do that. As far as the Qur'an, you have to practice what's in the Qur'an. But the sunnah, that's only sunnah. Wallahi, the people are silly with their statements. It's only sunnah. Ask them why do they recite Surah Al-Fatiha and every rak'ah of the salah. Tell me that when they read in the Qur'an Surah Al-Fatiha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of it and recites this at every salah. Every rak'ah in your salah. This is from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have been commanded to establish the salah in the Quran. How do you know that Maghrib is 2 rak'ahs? 3 rak'ahs. 2 rak'ahs allowed and 1 silent. Except from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to establish the Jumu'ah. How do you know that the Jumu'ah replaces Salatul Dhuhr? How do you know it's at Salatul Dhuhr time? How do you know that the khutbah is 2 khutbahs with a short sitting between it and then the salah is after the khutbah, 2 rak'ahs allowed and not 4 silent? How do you know this except by the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are so many verdicts from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that applies to us in our lives. Leave off ignorance for knowledge, as it's an obligation for you to make hijrah from this ignorance to knowledge to Yawm al-Qiyamah. If you're Muslim and you're not sitting in a class trying to learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen, then you are doing that which you have been forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to learn this deen. Wallahi, whether you work 3 jobs or 7 jobs, it's an obligation for you to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house and sit with the people of knowledge and learn your deen. As the money that you earn from your job won't benefit you if you don't know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. How are you going to enter into Jannah if you don't know what you mean when you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah? How are you going to go to Jannah if you don't know the path to Jannah? You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ihdina siratul mustaqeem. Guide us to the straight path. You don't even know what a straight path is if it was right in front of you. Come to Allah's houses and sit with the people of knowledge and learn Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of our salaf al-salih, and make hijrah from ignorance to knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the people from ignorance and ignorant leadership and ignorant messages. And sometimes the people, they blame us for this statement of defending the likes of the Shaykh Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Tustari Abu Muhammad with his statement making hijrah from ignorance to knowledge. Why do you blame the people for being ignorant? Because Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam blamed them. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the authentic hadith of Abu Dawood, he said, قَاتَلُوهُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَلَا سَأَلُوا إِذْ لَمْ يَعْلَمُوا إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And this famous story where the believers were out fighting jihad fi sabilillah and one of them was wounded. And then he asked, should I make a ghusl or what should I do? Because I think the water might harm me. They said, make a ghusl, and he made a ghusl, and then the water killed him. And then they brought the story back to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, you killed him. Or they killed him, may the curse of Allah be upon them. What is wrong with them that they didn't ask when they didn't know? Indeed, the only cure for ignorance is the question. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he blamed the people from acting upon ignorance with the strongest statement, may the curse of Allah be upon him. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ said they killed him, meaning they killed him with their ignorance. And this has been the case of many Muslims here in the States, unfortunately, that people have been acting upon fatwas based on people's personal opinions and their desires, and people have been killed, and they have been killed because of this ignorance. And we blame what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blame, and we call to what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls to, and we teach the people Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it was understood by the people of knowledge from amongst the sahaba and the tabi'un and the tabi'een and the ulama of this deen with the likes of our Shaykh Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Tustari. He commands us to make hijrah from heedlessness to remembrance. Abu Muhammad Sahal ibn Abdullah At-Tusri rahimahullah, he commands us to stop being heedless. Stop letting Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam go in one ear and come out the other. How many masjids are not establishing the salah? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to establish the salah for his remembrance, and the people are still heedless. Subhanallah al-Azim. This masjid, Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, at Fajr time, it has a congregation bigger than some of the Jumu'ahs in the area. Subhanallah, the people have left off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance, and they're living lives of heedlessness. And wallahi, if you mention Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah to them, they start mentioning bad and negative statements, talking against us and the people of the Sunnah. Why are they talking against us? It's okay if you talk against us. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and the best guardian and protector. We're not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please the people, but we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He commands us to worship Him. But how are you going to be safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you live lives of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are you going to be okay if you're living a life of heedlessness and you're not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, sometimes you can combine all of the masjids in this area together for Salatul Fajr, and our masjid, his Salatul Fajr, will be bigger than all of them put together. Rather, this masjid and the Salatul Fajr, sometimes, alhamdulillah, that the congregation is bigger than a couple of masjids, Jumu'ah Salats, put together. Wallahi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us understand the importance of the likes of the statements of Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tusri, and by staying away and making the hijrah from heedlessness to remembrance, to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As some of the ulama from amongst the sahaba, they explain the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the remembrance of Allah is the most magnificent. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from heedlessness by hearing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and letting them go in one ear and out the other. How many times are the Muslims listening to the ayat of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they get mad at the one calling them to the haq, getting mad at the one that's quoting the ayat, getting mad at the one that's quoting the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How often have we heard the people, they say, why brother so and so making riba haram? As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, wa halallahu al-bay' wa harrama al-riba. Why the people, they always say that you, why the brother saying that you can't have a bald feet or a tight feet, where you have your hair bald here and then you have hair on the top? You say the brother, why he got a problem with the hairstyle? He ain't hip, he don't know what the style is, as if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't nahana an al qazar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the sahaba said, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naza an al qazar. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited the qazar. And this is to have some of your head bald and the rest of it hair on it. And this is similar to what we have, the fadeaway style, where it's bald here and then you have hair on it. And the people, they're still blaming the people who are prohibiting, the people who are delivering the message to them. Wallahi, no one invented this deen. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. And the people can only deliver the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected for you your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected for you a deen and completed my favor to you and chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. If someone narrates this deen of al-Islam to you, you're going to blame him? Wallahi, the people before you, they blame the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by calling him Majnoon, by calling him a madman, by calling him a magician, by calling him a poet. They blame the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was only delivering that which was revealed to him from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it wasn't from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him, وَمَا يَمْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ لَا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he doesn't speak on his own desires, he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. We have to leave off living lives of heedlessness, not knowing what time it is, not knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, not knowing what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us, not knowing if we're going or coming,
not knowing if we're in the halal or the haram, not knowing if we're establishing tawheed or we're falling into shirk, not knowing if we have iman or kufr, not knowing the halal from the haram, right or wrong. Muslims, they don't know what's good for them or bad for them. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen clear to us in His book and in the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stop being heedless. A Muslim, sometime, unfortunately, the only thing they're aware of is the dunya. Do you know where it's going to rain tomorrow? Yeah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Do you know that Yawm al-Qiyamah might be tonight? You're worrying about if it's going to rain on the weekend because you planned on going to the amusement park. That you planned on going out to the movies. That you planned on going out wasting your time with the lahwun, that is batil. Or that this type of recreation or enjoyment or relaxation or entertainment that's useless and worthless, and there'll be no reward to you in this life or in the hereafter. That the people are concerned and they're fully aware of the affairs of this dunya, but they're ignorant of the affairs of the hereafter. As if they didn't know that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبْغِضُ كُلَّ عَالِمٍ بِالدُّنْيَا جَاهِلٍ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And this has been authentically collected by Imam al-Hakim in his tarikh with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, indeed Allah ta'ala, He hates everyone who is knowledgeable of the affairs of this world, ignorant of the affairs of the hereafter. Don't be heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book or the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make hijrah from this heedlessness and come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing the salah. And make the hijrah from disobedience to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop thinking that it's okay. And this is going into the next point that Abdullah, that Sahl ibn Abdullah Tusri is mentioning. By being persistent in your disobedience, but make hijrah and leave off being persistent in your wrongdoing and turn to tawbah or repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to learn this deen, as we have the Quran and these books of Islam translated to us. And not just the books of the sunnah, but we have other books on different topics, whether it's the issue of janazah, and people are still doing the janazah with bid'ah all in it, and we have books on the janazah based on authentic sources in our language. How are the people still? And disobedience of the many issues, where the women are disobedient in the issues of dress code. And we have the books that are translated on this issue and that issue and this issue and that issue. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, don't be persistent in your disobedience and in your sin. When the reminder comes to you, be reminded. And repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere tawbah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله أما بعد. I don't want to lecture the brothers and the sisters tonight, but this advice, Abdullah Tusri, is a beneficial reminder for myself, and I thought that it might be a beneficial reminder for the people. Sometimes we have to make it clear to the people, or to warn the people from doing wrong and call them to doing right. And oftentimes we feel bad if someone blames us and we say, only call us to what's right. But oftentimes you have to call the people to leave off what's wrong and to come to what's right. And this is what we find, as we were mentioning in the khutbah today, with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I command you to worship Allah and don't ascribe any partners in worship with Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to the worship of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us from committing shirk. So we call the people to righteous deeds or obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We must warn the people from disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the committing of sins as we have tried. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. I don't know if there were some points that weren't clear from the statement of Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tusri, or from the talk in general. So we'll try to take a couple of minutes to clarify whatever wasn't clear for a long time. Yes.
What do I recommend for the people who hear two different positions from two different ulama? I advise them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and his statement, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give glad tidings to my servants, those who listen to what's being said and follows the best of it. So I advise the people when they hear differences of an opinion to listen closely and follow what they think to be most best. And also from the advice of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that we have quoted earlier from the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari and others, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, read the Quran so long as you agree that each ayat has a particular meaning, and if you differ, disperse. So we advise the people that once everyone has presented their case and it looks like they're not going to agree, then to leave the issue alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. These are the differences of an opinion that the ulama have, where they're based on Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes. The brother is asking for another explanation of the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the dua, A'udhu billahi, A'udhu bika minka. I seek refuge in you from you. The brother is saying, what do you mean from you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is going to hold everyone accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And whoever does not bring on Yawm al-Qiyamah what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from him, from belief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, then he sets himself up for the fire. And you're seeking refuge in Allah from him, meaning you're seeking refuge in Allah by being obedient to him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in him and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, from the evil consequences of disbelief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes. Yes, inshallah. No. I don't know how I'm going to rephrase all of that. But the brother is basically asking, if I'm correct, that is this statement, and we seek refuge in you, from you, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that everything is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nothing will take place or happen from those things that might harm you, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that you turn to for assistance and make dua to, because He is the one that will remove any harm that can come to you. This is also, as the ulama explained in fuller, the meaning of this statement of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah knows best. If there's no questions, I just want to remind myself and the believers of this good advice of the Shaykh Abu Muhammad Sahl ibn Abdullah At-Tustari, that Hijra is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this means to leave off what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited is an obligation unto Yawm al-Qiyamah. So leave off ignorance for knowledge, and leave off heedlessness for the remembrance of Allah, and leave off disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam for obedience to Allah and His Messenger salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, and to leave off your sins and being persistent in committing them by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is good advice for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to act in accordance
as the success is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll be making the iqama in 5 minutes, inshallah.